This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
They told me the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping. We're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding on to hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. He and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell on shutting down the Freedom Convoy in Canada.
We moved officers and equipment into key positions throughout the city and took up 100 checkpoints around the downtown core. We began making arrests of key individuals who were responsible for organizing these unlawful activities. This morning, public order units and a significant number of officers were deployed to support our operations. We first focused on the Nicholas Street area, where unlawful protests were gathered with trucks. Even this morning, all unlawful protesters were given many, many opportunities to leave. Officers then turned to the intersection of Rideau and Sussex, making more arrests and clearing that location.
Ottawa police cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since police began forcefully removing them on Friday. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Russia continues to move troops along its border, posturing for an invasion into their neighbor Ukraine, some U.S. lawmakers say now is the time to impose sanctions. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News says Biden becoming president is the best thing that could have happened for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Last month, I forced a vote in the United States Senate on sanctions on Nord Stream 2. Every single Democrat in the Senate had voted for my sanctions legislation twice previously. So ironically, while at the same time they were calling the filibuster a Jim Crow racist relic from the past, that same day they were filibustering to protect Russia and Putin, and 44 Democrats gave in to political pressure from the Biden White House. They voted in favor of Russia against sanctions. The president of Ukraine, the prime minister of Ukraine, the president of the Ukrainian parliament all explicitly said, if you want to stop this invasion, sanction Nord Stream 2. Joe Biden becoming president is the best thing that ever happened, tragically, for Vladimir Putin.
February 15th, an explosion on the sun extended millions of kilometers into space. The coronal mass ejection was not directed at Earth. In fact, it was traveling away from Earth, and scientists say we're lucky. Spacecraft not dedicated to solar science felt its blast. The BepiColombo mission, currently in the vicinity of Mercury's orbit, detected a massive increase in the readings from electrons, protons, and heavy ions with its radiation monitor. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we do it because it's hard, as the former president on President's Day, John F. Kennedy, said about going to space. But here we are dealing with things that, you know, keep recurring over and over again. Everything I read talks about us being proactive, to be expecting. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us right now. I know that he can add some insight to this, because here we are. Russia is, they're not even postured anymore. They're already moving to attack Ukraine. There's already been reports of missiles. We saw the other day a missile hitting a kindergarten school. Phil, I mean, this is very dangerous where we are right now, but we have a president and a party that traditionally has been always on their heels, it seems like. They've never been proactive. They've been reactive in recent times, particularly with Obama-Biden, and now you got Biden and Harris, and we've got a reproduction of this reactive nature instead of a proactive mindset that they should have, especially when it comes to the military, because we've got a military that's more concerned about proper pronoun usage than they are about waging war these days.
Yeah, we're in a heck of a mess. Let's just put it as bluntly as we can. The only reason that Putin is as aggressive as he is because we've got weak leadership in Washington. He knows it. We know it. Everybody knows it. The reason that Biden is proactive the way he is because he's trying to shore up a failing presidency. Mm-hmm. And one of the best ways to do that is diversion. So let's go ahead and focus a little attention on Ukraine, and then maybe everybody will forget what a bad job I'm doing domestically. You know, it's the same thing. I think we talked about this once before. LBJ did with Vietnam.
Right, exactly.
He was just in the middle of war. Why? Because he was failing in his presidency. And so here's the problem. You've identified it. U.S. military on the leadership side is more concerned about CRT, staying woke, being politically correct, and not losing your job at the Pentagon than they are about building up a strong army that can defend itself against against enemies on the foreign field.
Exactly. Well, and what's happening again is this you know, this reactive mindset as opposed to proactive mindset that is so necessary when it comes to national security is that you're left open. And then here he is. He doesn't go to the meeting. He sends Kamala Harris, and then she comes back with some kind of word salad that I still don't understand. I mean, I don't understand her about as much as I didn't understand what happened at the halftime during the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, I mean, Kamala Harris on the platform is like amateur hour at a bad comedy venue. You just don't know what's going to happen. You know, you hope maybe she'll pull off a good joke, but she can't even do that. And I think it's unbelievable. You know, the people that traded sides from conservative to this because they thought the president was unkind. I hope they realize the damage they've done, and it doesn't go away with one term.
No,
this damage is long term.
Right,
and who knows? I mean, how do you pull yourself out of this? Do you? It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Well, Phil, you and I being men of faith, it's, you know, we're but God Christians, you know, and that's who we look for, is but for God. That transitionary critical phrase that you read time and again in the Bible when everything looks so bleak. And that's why, you know, I shared with the audience earlier, is that I believe a great awakening, reawakening, is about to happen. We start to see semblance of it, little bonfires here and there, but I believe it is going to be massive. It'll be epic in scale, you know, around the world. We're not talking about just America, because at the same time, people need to understand that it will not be without persecution. Because, like, whenever there is a great reawakening, what thrusts us into that is persecution. And we're starting to realize that now, are we not?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that Christianity is being censored. You know, we were talking about this the situation with in Finland, you know, where this
exactly
you know official has spoken out and given her biblical view on marriage, and her own church, the Lutheran Church, would not defend her. But I don't know why she's shocked. I mean, the Lutheran Church has been struggling for many, many decades to try to find its way, and compromise seems to be its best solution. But, you know, it's not shocking. I mean, the Lutheran Church folded under Adolf Hitler.
Right.
And only a few ministers, like Bonhoeffer and others, stood up in the middle of that storm and spoke truth. But it just amalgamated into the philosophy of its day, and that's exactly what it's doing today. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what many mainline denominations and churches are doing. I watched a video yesterday of a pastor who man, he was speaking truth and at this, you know, in Ottawa, the trucks, and I thought, you know, this is what it is. It's going to be taking the streets. It's going to be boldness. It's going to be fierceness. And yet, look what's happened in Ottawa. Man, they're arresting people. It looks like a dictatorship of the first order.
And why are people surprised, Phil? Because you see, even Peter Schweitzer in his new book, I don't know if you've had a chance to read it or not, but it's a must, called Red Handed. I'm going to have a conversation with Peter, I think, on Wednesday, and looking forward to that conversation. And he talks about the paradigm, and you mentioned it too at American Faith, called Elite Capture. Miranda Devine, who again we resuscitated a previous interview with her, and talked about the elite capture. I mean, this is the ultimate quid pro quo. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is a kindergarten compared to what China has been able to do under this elite capture concept. And they went and they have bought politicians around the world. And you got to look at America. America, I mean, you think America of all places? Boy, I mean, the model for American political survival, it's about money. It's not about doing the people's business. It's about getting enough money so that you can get reelected. And along the way, they compromise ever so gently. Next thing you know, the CCP owns their soul. And this is what happened with Trudeau. The Trudeau family, Pierre, was so ensconced with the communist Chinese, Phil, they went back and they erased all the history of his relationships with China. This is Justin's dad. And, of course, what Pierre learned and appreciated about the communists passed on to Justin, because you hear him in a video where he talks about how much he admires President Xi and the communists because they can move so quickly. And they can move on a dime, is what he said. So what does that tell you? So people shouldn't be surprised that his authoritarian premise and his worldview is being, you know, on full display in front of God and everybody right now.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And I have not read the Red-Handed, but I we just did an article. I think it came out yesterday on, you know, the elites. And
yes, I'll tell you, this is setting a whole world order. I mean, all controlled by the communist Chinese, and our politicians in America are so beholden, and it's bipartisan. It's not just the Democrats. It's Republicans. It's Mitch McConnell. It's John Boehner. Peter Schweitzer names names. It's pretty fascinating. We've got more from Phil after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Phil Hotzenpiller, president, founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, is back with us. You know, we were talking about, Christian persecution. And for people of faith, do not grow weary in doing good. I mean, Jesus said very clearly, Phil, hey, look at, if you think that, being a follower of mine is going to prevent you from being persecuted, let me give it to you straight. Look what they did to me. They're going to do the same thing to you. And here we are, as you and I have been, praying and just so eagerly awaiting a time in our lives for a great reawakening of the masses. And, our hearts are joined on that, that vision that we would be here to witness, this great reawakening. Because when you think about it, Phil, everything that we pray in the Lord's Prayer, God's kingdom to come, God's will to be done. And we understand this side of heaven is not going to be 100%. But to witness, a movement, whether it was like the Azusa movement or, some of the revivals that happened, that we read about, of years gone by, what exciting times. And of course, I was around, obviously, in the early 70s. And it was interesting because you had, a double track here. You had the Flower Children of Haight Ashbury and all the hippies. And then you had this movement of God and Jesus freaks that were going on simultaneously. So you had Woodstock on one end, love, sex, rock and roll, love the one you're with, and then you had the other side of Jesus freaks. And I don't know how this reawakening is going to come about, but either way, when God's in the business of doing a reawakening, it's going to be like nothing we've ever seen before.
Well, I ask people all the time, what's the great, what's the one single condition for a miracle? And most people respond faith. And I said, no, it's a problem.
Yes.
There's no miracle that ever happened unless it was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever America is living in an illusional world, there is no problem. It's hard for miracles to happen. And we've seen this, I've seen it, I've done ministry around the world, and there are lots of places where miracles are common.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean supernatural, mind-blowing miracles happening. And why not here? And it is because we haven't sensed that we've had a problem. We haven't, just done a deep dive into God and faith. And of course, faith is the active ingredient, but the condition always has to be a problem.
Exactly.
Find me a miracle in the Bible where there is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is we've got plenty of problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those problems are going to drive America into God, which I believe, and you believe, will be the catalyst for a great awakening in America.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that, as you say, You have to be driven to God, not to Joe Biden, not to Dr. Fauci, not to men. And this is what big government wants you to believe, is they are God, and they want you to go to them. I mean, this is why all the handouts and everything, and look what the handouts have delivered. It's delivered massive inflation. And here you are in one hand, thinking, oh, wow, hey, I get this money. Well, this is actually your money. But then in the back door is that it's a regressive tax because they're taking the money back. It comes with strings attached and you're paying for it in your gas. You're paying for it when you go to the grocery store and look at the misery continues. But, there is God's way and there is man's way. Right now, we're living man's ways and we're paying the price.
And that is the problem. And you need to feel the pain of that problem enough to where it causes you to re-embrace, as you and I have been talking about time and again, Phil, is God's prescription, Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name, you know, it's God's people. This is the clarion call. Where's God's people right now? And you know, and I'm just putting it out there in a general context, but we need to have linkage to where it's God's people all around the world who are coming together, who are called by his name, that are confessing we've blown it. We have looked to others. We have not looked to you, the creator of heaven and earth. Forgive us. Let us turn from our wicked ways, that you would hear our prayers from heaven. You would answer our prayers and heal our land. I mean, and God is faithful to that. I mean, Phil, you know, it excites me because what other God, what other government gives you that kind of prescription?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and that's the beauty of the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. You know, it always starts from small to big, from inside out. You know, and it just it works its way through society, and it's always unexpected. People think they can predict it. I mean, people try to go back to places like Azusa and do Azusa mm-hmm. now. Well, mm-hmm. you know, that's not how God works.
Right.
You can't replicate what the Holy Spirit did. You know, and look at the crazy guy that he used really to launch the Jesus movement here in California, mm-hmm. Lonnie Frisbee. I mean,
yes.
This guy was. Was, you know, as unlikely a character as anyone, and yet that God uses the foolish to confound the wise. Mm. And when the wise are trying to come up with, you know, mechanisms for revival, you know, God is sitting back waiting for us to get out of the way so he can do what he wants to do.
Well, there's an importance in remembering. We're often told in the Bible over 250 times that we need to remember. And there are good things. I mean, the fact that we can look back at the Azusa revival, we can look back to the days of Charles Finney, who was famous for saying, you know, a revival happens when it's most needed. And, you know, when you look at it right now and you say, wow, look at our school systems. Look at what's happening to the youth. I mean, Jesus was really clear about what you don't do with kids, right? I mean, you don't keep the kids from him.
This is a tragedy, and this is the plan. Mm-hmm. It is to control the young so that their minds don't function the way they're supposed to function. Control the masses. I don't know if you just saw, there was an article that was out on kids at University of Nevada, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And they were picketing because they didn't want the mask mandate to end. They want everybody to keep wearing masks. What? Really?
Yeah.
So there's no danger, but you want to keep wearing them. And we're seeing people come out with those kind of statements. I've seen kids that get out of school, they don't have to wear their mask. I live close to school, and they're all walking home with their mask on.
Right.
They're conditioned. The mind has been transformed into a control base.
And it's become their identity. I mean, it's like the brown shirts of World War II, right? I mean, these kids, they were, hey, they're in the club. You know, you're in the club with a mask. You're in the mask club. And anybody else, so it's us against them, right? And this is what serves the power base, is they keep us divided because of that old axiom that we know, we hear over and again, ad nauseum, you know, united, we're powerful, divided, we fall. You know, our strength is in our unity. And so, and they know that. This is all stuff that is not being, it's not being invented. This has been going on from day one in the history of man, right?
Yeah, and there's kind of a rule with dictators. They tell you exactly what they're going to do, and you don't believe it because it's too bizarre. And then they do it, and you go, I can't believe they're doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Putin right now. He's all lined up. He's got, you know, 200,000 warriors at the border of Ukraine. What do you think he's there for? For, you know, a bar mitzvah or something? You know, it's not going to happen. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and so what do you got? You got not only the threat, you've got the reality of conflict. And, you know, and Putin probably has done a little, he's on the wager with himself. And his leaders. There's nothing America's going to do, not with this guy.
Right.
And if they do, it'll be half, you know, just be half baked. It won't be a full on conflict anyway. Mm. So, because when it all's said and done, does America really care? I mean, does the average American politician even care about Ukraine?
Right. Exactly.
No. Well, no, they don't care.
Right.
You know, this is a pawn. Let's use the pawn. Let's get it lined up. But I got good news for you, Bill, before we go. And the good news
5 seconds.
Is I read the last chapter of the book. We win.
Amen. Bill Hotzenbiller, thank you.
Mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Until the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping, we're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding on to hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. He and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world. Tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez here, and it's time for America Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance and all the money problems that America is up to its elbows in right now. Hey, Jordan, you got some good answers for us?
Well, we certainly have good questions, which is what's going to stop inflation? Numbers have been getting stronger and stronger. So we had a consumer inflation number of 7.5%. Mm-hmm. And then we had a wholesale number of just about 10%, 9.7%, both much hotter than expected. And it's not just food and energy. It's really across the board now, Bill. Rents, airfares, car prices, you name it. It's really going up a lot. And it's really affecting people. When you see the wholesale numbers going up, that means it's going to be passed through to retail. So you see prices at the pump. That does not reflect $90 plus a barrel oil, which is where we got today as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's more price increases still to come.
Jordan, regarding inflation, help us understand, because of government speak, what Biden is telling us, and of course that economic genius, Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know where she got her degree in economy from.
At a bar. She was at a bar.
Maybe. So allegedly, she went to Boston University, but I think Boston University is saying they're checking her ledger, say, was she a student here? Did she attend class? Did she even, you know?
I don't think she took economics. She just took socialism while she was.
Oh, is that? And maybe. I don't know. But I thought it was economics that she. Anyway, to hear them talk about inflation, I mean, Joe Biden's answer is we're just going to spend our way out of inflation. How is that a non sequitur? Help our audience understand, because now you have Joe Biden, but you have these alleged, smart government analysts and economists saying the same thing.
It hasn't worked before. I mean, the last time was similar was the late 70s with Jimmy Carter, and inflation got totally out of control. The Fed Reserve was way behind the curve at that point. And inflation ended up getting to like 13%, and even higher, and interest rates eventually went up to 20% because the Fed Reserve had to raise rates dramatically to kill the inflation beast. The inflation beast is just getting started here. Right. I think it's structural. I don't think it's like a temporary. They used to call it transitory. I really don't think it's.
No, they got away from that because even Joe Biden, he took exception when he was asked about the transitory nature of inflation. It kind of irritated him. But look, that's his fault because that was his word.
Right. The structural parts are, first of all, wages are going up, which is a good thing. We want people to earn more, but even though they're earning more, they're not coming out ahead because the cost of what they spend on groceries and things is going up faster than their wages. But long term, we have a shortage of labor, like 11 million unfilled jobs in this country. So companies have to hire and by raising wages to attract people. So that's a kind of a structural situation. Mm-hmm. I think the whole supply chain disruption is a structural situation. We don't have enough truck drivers. We don't have enough longshoremen. We don't have enough of what we need to make this work. And so that's a long-term structural situation as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and then you irritate. You don't have enough truck drivers, so you irritate them. And now you threaten to jail them, and you take away their money. Oh, that's a brilliant move.
This is the way we're going to recruit more truck drivers, putting them in jail.
Okay.
Yes. So we can't get the goods. When we get all these ships off the port of Long Beach and Los Angeles sitting there with all the stuff that people need, that can't get into the ports. We don't have enough longshoremen. And once it gets there, we don't have enough truckers to distribute. These are structural situations that the Fed Reserve raising interest rates is not going to help, Bill. That's what the irony of the situation is. The Fed Reserve has kept interest rates at zero for a long time. They've been buying bonds. They're now kind of slimming that down. They're going to start raising interest rates in March. Even if they raise it dramatically, that's not going to solve the supply chain problem. It's not going to solve the labor shortage, the rising wages we just talked about. That's going to get at the core reason why we have such inflation. And then on top of that is the whole possibility of Russia invading Ukraine, which would be incredibly inflationary because Russia's the third largest oil producer in the world after the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. And we would have an embargo on their oil and natural gas, which is nice, except we need it. We are more dependent now. We import oil from Russia as well. So we may have an embargo on it, but there are going to be shortages. I think oil, which is now 90-plus, could go to 120, 130, something like
Lord.
That.
Wow.
So the price could go up dramatically, and you'd have supply shortages at the same time. That is very, very inflationary. Think of $130 a barrel oil and how that works its way through the economy. Right? So on top of this, just inflation is really getting out of control here.
Well, let me ask you, what happens when we go down the road of recession? How far away are we?
Well, that could push us. I mean, this is what happened when we've had oil spikes before. It cuts down on travel. It cuts down on driving. People can't afford it. Truckers. It has to be passed through in many different ways. And that means less demand. People can't afford higher gas prices. They drive less. They can't afford trips, so there's fewer airplane trips and so on. So you could get into that situation where a Russian war could kind of tip us over into a recession, on top of which the Fed Reserve raising interest rates. You have rising inflation, rising oil prices, rising inflation all over the place. This is not a good combination. And it's pretty predictable as to what would have happened when Biden took over is that his policies, for example, for cutting back on our domestic oil production would create this kind of situation.
I mean, when you've got the data, supposedly we're following the science, right? I mean, this data is empirical. I don't care about Republican or Democrat. I just care about what works. And, I mean, you just throw it out the door and you say, oh, I got a better idea. And here we are a year into your better idea. You build it back, boy, wonderfully. And you're causing a lot of pain here in River City, and you don't even have the moxie, the intelligence to say, well, we need to go back and, you know, find out where we lost our ways. You know, forget about politics. Let's just do what's
it's
right.
The opposite. No, they're doubling down. Doubling down. I mean, the Build Back Better program, the $2+ trillion deal, which is now not going to go ahead purely because of Joe Manchin not voting for it, that would have added even more inflationary fires. In fact, one of the reasons that Joe Manchin does not want to go for it is he's worried about more inflation hurting his kind of lower income people in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something. You mentioned the Fed. Where's the Fed getting all this money?
They print it out of thin air. That's what they do. I mean, their balance sheet went from around $1 trillion in like 2008 before the financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It's now $9 trillion. Okay? They don't even have to print it on printing presses. They just print it electronically.
Why don't you and I do that? We'll just start up our own Fed.
Yeah, well, that's what cryptocurrency is to some extent.
But that's a whole other study. But yeah,
they print it, and that's inflation.
You see, I'm glad you brought this up. See, because you know, here we are. We're counting on the Feds to save us, and it's all hocus pocus.
Exactly, right? It's phony money. But it's not only us. European Central Bank, the Japanese Central Bank, the Chinese. Around the world, central banks have been printing trillions and trillions of dollars for about 4 years now. And that's inflationary. When you have more dollars chasing fewer goods,
exactly,
that's called inflation. It's not difficult to figure this out. This is like Econ 101.
Right. No gold standard, nothing backing it up.
Correct.
It's like if this thing crumbles, Jordan, do you imagine? I mean, this is not going to crumble. This is a world, a worldwide catastrophe that could take place when, you know, some young kid wakes up and says, "Hey, that king's naked. He's not wearing no clothes."
That's right. Well, that's what's happened. The Federal Reserve is trying to kind of combat it a little bit by raising interest rates. They're going to raise maybe a half point in March, but they're way behind the curve. They've still got interest rates today, as we speak, at zero, with inflation at 7.5% on the consumer level, almost 10% on the wholesale level. Interest rates should be like 5 or 6%, not zero.
Yeah, really.
They're way behind, and they realize it. But they're very cautious about raising rates because the stock market doesn't like it. The stock market likes free money. They like a party with unlimited champagne that's all free. It's a wonderful thing, except once everybody gets drunk, it doesn't work out so well.
Right, exactly, because after all, you run out of that all that alcohol, and you wake up with a headache and the reality of, oh, what kind of mess did I get myself into?
Well, that's the situation we're in right now.
Yeah. You know?
And then that's on the monetary side. We've been pumping money out. On the fiscal side, we're still spending well more than $1 trillion a year than we're bringing in. The federal debt just went over $30 trillion. So we're pedal to the metal on both the fiscal and the monetary side.
Boy, you're just all full of good news. I just can't even. I'm so glad I had a chance to talk to you. I just feel so much better about all this.
Well, there's the Olympics. That's been wonderful, right?
Ask me how much of the Olympics I've seen. Well, let's not even talk about that. He's America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, the one and only. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Love to take emails from your listeners all the time, Bill.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you, you can take that to the bank, huh? He just will not lie. He only knows truth, only knows life. And, you know, he says to all of us, hey, regardless of whatever shame you may be holding on to, and he says, look, the deal's still on, me and you. I have not given up on you. He's still the same. He wants our highest. And all we got to do is trust him. Can you do that? I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to go to Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com, and check in with the director, the one and only Adam Holtz, who joins us now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, I woke up this morning, and in my time with God, I really had just been praying about where we are right now with our families, our country, our communities, all so discombobulated. I said, God, if your kingdom doesn't come and your will isn't done in these areas of our lives, I mean, this is going to be a mess. And I came away encouraged, believing that we are on the brink of a reawakening. that is starting to catch fire. And God opened my eyes in much the same way that I believe that Abraham, in his way, as he was going to take his son up on Mount Moriah to sacrifice his one son that he waited 100 years for, but being obedient to God's call to sacrifice him, you know, he did not see the sacrifice that was there in the thicket, I believe. And it was there, and it took that moment in time for God to open his eyes to see the sacrifice. And he didn't have to. You know, it was, I guess, a test of obedience, something that, you know, it's hard to understand with God. When you read in the Bible, you say, how could God do this? What is God's purpose? Well, his ways are higher than our. I don't understand it either. Yeah. Maybe when we get to heaven, we might say, oh, gosh, okay, that really makes sense. But, I got to tell you, I'd be hard pressed. I mean, if God told me to take one of my sons and take him on a mountain and sacrifice him, I got to be honest with you, I'd be hard pressed to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm going to riff off what you're saying just a little bit here. I don't know that I've been consciously trying to adjust my perspective, but my perspective has been changing. And here's what I mean by that. I think sometimes when people go through lots of really bad stuff, our human perspective is to say, Lord, why are you piling another thing on these poor people? You know, whether that's a group of people or individuals. And in this case, I'm thinking about my parents who have just had almost 40 years of what seems like nonstop tribulation, not, you know, biblical tribulation, but little t tribulation.
Right.
And my mom had to have some emergency surgery last week. And I just found myself on the border of being angry. And I had this moment of, you know, call it what you will, clarity, maybe the Holy Spirit enlightening me. I always want to be careful not to say God spoke to me, because that's dangerous ground too. But it occurred to me.
Well, but if he does speak to you, it's okay.
Yeah, no, it is. I know
sometimes people, I understand your sensitivity, because I think sometimes people are rather flippant about it and disrespectful. And you got to understand that when you are talking things of God, you got to remember he's a holy God.
That's right.
And, and if you think not, I take you back to Leviticus when two of Aaron's sons forgot that holiness is required, right?
Yeah.
And they offered the wrong fire before God, and we know what happened to them. So, yes, we're on hallowed ground when we talk of things of God, and I know that's your heart. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and I think my thought was, what if, you know, it's been said that God doesn't waste suffering. And sometimes that can feel like a Christian platitude in the moment to try to make you feel better about hard stuff. But I think it's true. And my thought was, what if God has let my parents suffer because he knows they're not going to waste it? Mm-hmm. Like, they have proven so faithful, you know, and I think normally we think when we're obedient, we get blessed. Mm-hmm. And there can be a kind of pseudo prosperity gospel that sneaks in there. But I thought, you know, he knows that my parents won't waste that suffering. He knows that they're people of prayer and dependence. And my mom's okay, by the way.
Well, good. Good. Okay.
But it was just a paradigm shift, Bill, of instead of seeing suffering and difficulty as something that makes us say, God, why are you letting this happen? You know, can our stance be, Lord, would you help me to receive this, to trust you with it, and not to waste it, and to let you be glorified in and through it? And my parents, through a lot of suffering, they just do that naturally now. And
isn't that amazing?
That's, you know, amazing. We want to be Christ-like, but I think sometimes the path to Christ-likeness is a crucible of suffering, and I don't really like that part very well, but I think it's in the mix.
No, you're exactly right. I think Phil Hotzenpiller put it in appropriate perspective earlier before you came on. He said that you don't have a miracle without a problem.
Right.
Right?
No, right.
So you go, oh, okay, I get it. You know, I get it. Because, you know, we're in a fallen world. It's not the way God planned it to be.
No.
I mean, it's like I told you, you know, when our dog of 16 years passed, I was angry. I mean, God, I hate this world. I hate that we have to deal with death and dying.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I just had to cry out to him to say, God, I got to be real with you. This sucks. I don't like it. And this was very, very hard on me. And I'm still, as you can tell, I'm still processing this. But, you know, again, we're reminded that we live in a world of death and dying, but there's a better world yet to come.
Yeah.
And we celebrate those moments when we are able to appreciate life in such a magnificent way, whether it's with our parents or friends or, you know, pets, whatever it may be. It's a gift from God. And with every gift from God, we have no claim or right for it.
Right.
It's there for that moment to know that it is from God and it's out of our control. And it's how we choose to, as you say, you know, to apprehend it and to enjoy it, embrace it, because this is the life we live this side of heaven. And God understands that. That's why he sent his son. And Jesus understands all the more because he came here.
Right.
And, you know, he experienced it firsthand himself. So, yep. You know, and again, I just think, gosh, what other God does that?
Right, exactly. I mean, when I read the New Testament, I think part of the witness to truth here is that Christianity is utterly unlike every other religious expression, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we have a Savior who entered into the worst of our humanity and redeems it. And we watch people from beginning to end in Scripture make really lousy decisions, right?
Right. Yeah, right.
I'm like, look, if I were going to create a religion, I would want to create people who were more like superheroes who don't seem to have any weaknesses. That would be my natural tendency.
Right.
Boy, we especially don't get that in the New Testament. I love Peter because he's like the Three Stooges sometimes. He can't stop from bumbling into making mistakes with all of his bluster. And I don't mean to, you know, be critical of Peter, but he strikes me as somebody who's very real. And he's one of us. Right, exactly.
I mean, that's the deal.
Exactly.
It's like, how can you not relate to them? How can you not relate to any of the biblical heroes, you know, from Moses to Noah? Just go on down the line, you know, David himself, who ends up killing his friend to get his wife.
Right.
But God still says he's a man after my own heart. You go,
well, let me take one plugged in turn here.
No.
I hadn't planned on talking about this. I think one of the things I love about Dallas Jenkins' show, The Chosen,
yes,
which I think the third season is going to be coming later this year, is it really shows us that. And the recent Christmas episode, I think that we really saw, actually it wasn't the Christmas episode, it was actually maybe it was the very first episode, because I've watched it asymmetrically recently.
Well, didn't he do, in the Christmas show, he did bring back his original that launched this whole Chosen movement,
right,
and this
that's
concept,
right?
Right.
No, that's right. And but what I was going to say is we see how hated Matthew, the tax collector, is. And I think what the show does is it shows us the human side of these characters that we're familiar with, but we may not have really thought, oh, yeah, Matthew was a turncoat. You know, he was collecting money for this hated oppressor of a government, and it just gives me perspective of the world that Jesus stepped into to redeem that time. You know, as messy as things are now, go watch a couple episodes of The Chosen and come back and say which one of these worlds you'd rather live in, because
yeah, amen. Yeah,
that was
exactly.
Not a happy time.
Well, the Irwin brothers are back at it again.
Yep.
You know, here recently they gave us Jesus Music.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
Yep.
And of course, now it's available on demand, Blu-ray and digital and all that good stuff. But out of Jesus Music now, they've got a new doc that's coming up called The Jesus Revolution, right? Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't. It's first.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Kelsey Grammer, Grace Barlow, Jonathan Romy, speaking
you know
of
what?
Chosen.
I did
yes.
hear about this.
They're nearing production. They're going to be doing some production in Mobile, Alabama, also in Costa Mesa, California. And this goes back to the early days of the Jesus movement in the 70s. Greg Laurie, I should say, and Joel Courtney is going to play Greg Laurie. I wonder if Greg likes that. And Lonnie Frisbee is going to be played by Jonathan Romy, and Chuck Smith, Kelsey Grammer.
Well, there you go.
Hey, I'm telling you, this is going to be interesting. It'll be good fun to kind of go back and remember. But this kind of goes on what we're talking about, this reawakening. I mean, there's something interesting that you have these two movies coming into the culture at this point in time.
Yes.
What are we getting ready for? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I would not hazard a guess, but I'm anxious to see.
Soon and very soon. Adam Holtz, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Take care, my friend.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.